Blog Talk Radio.
We'll start. And welcome to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, the time is 6:01 on the West Coast, and it's about 9:01 on the East Coast. One question per caller, please. Don't forget. Daily readings from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on www.theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, just click on Psychic Readings. If you have to desire of a personal, more intimate reading, go to the website and we'll be more than glad to help you. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed with the client who is requesting. So, and thank you for joining and supporting our show. I'm going to bring in our co-host at this time, Miss Nina. Good evening, young lady. How are you?
I'm great. Good evening, Linus. Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful week. Well, it might be a little topsy-turvy because of the new moon coming on Sunday, but we can get through this together.
Oh, you know, I forgot about that. You're right. New moon is coming up the 26th. Thank you. Good reminder.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nina.
It's starting to be a little rough already with the kids and with the animals and stuff. So they're a pretty good indication that this new moon may be a little rough. So make your intentions and make them strong and pure. Keep your heart pure. Your words, too. Watch out for those words. Today is Anti-Bullying Day here up in Canada. So, yeah, let's not bully anybody.
Amen. Total agreement. Well, we got any birthdays this week or, you know, the rest of the week? Any announcements?
No, I have no birthdays this week, but I'm going to see Garth Brooks on Saturday.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, go on with your bad self.
Yeah, Tricia Yearwood is, as well. But, yeah, I'm all excited to go see him again. I haven't seen him in 21 years, so really looking forward to it.
Oh, you've got to make a night of it. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. You're going to have a good time there, young lady. Take you back 20 years. Take you back 20 years.
Huh? We can hope anyways. And my trip to the mountains was very rejuvenating. It was a wonderful, wonderful trip. Got to see my spirit guide animal, which is the wolf, and we got to see three of them. Got a picture of one because they were on the run pretty fast. Pardon me. I'm losing my voice.
Oh, you're going to be okay. Nina has those pictures posted on her Facebook page, so if anybody's interested in seeing it, of the mountains and the wolves, so be sure and check that out. Get you some water, girlfriend. Let's see, what else? Oh, I do have one birthday this week. I do this week. Preach. He's my play brother. His name is Marvin, but his nickname is Preach because he missed his calling to be a preacher. So happy birthday, Preach. Hope you have a good one. Okay. I can't think of anything else. Don't forget to turn in Friday to Friday Traffic Jams at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, where I will bring you the music to take you into the weekend. Okay, so you got to be sure and check that out, too. And then, of course, we'll be back on Sunday. Oh, we do have an announcement coming in March. Some of you may know about this. Some of you may not, new to the show. Every ninth caller in the month of March will get a free reading. So what we do is when we get to the ninth caller, I don't know. Nina's the one that knows. She'll announce it on the air and take your information off air, of course. And we'll get in touch with you, and you'll get a one-hour free reading. So make a notation on your calendars. That will begin in March, the first Sunday in March, throughout the month of March. Thank you. And, again, thank you for listening around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Miss Nina, any more announcements?
No more announcements. My puppy got a haircut today and got bows in her ears, and she looks so pretty.
Uh-oh. Somebody's getting spoiled tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Got the cutesy thing going on. Fur baby spoil. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll begin. You're our first caller on the air. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi, Dennis. This is Gabby. Well, Gabriella.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Gabriella.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Awesome.
Oh, great. Great.
Other than my computer's acting up, I can't get on. I can't get into the studio yet, Lena, so I'm still having problems here, but I'll continue to try.
Okay. So, Gabby, what can we answer for you tonight, young lady?
Well, I was talking to Siha a little bit, but when I was in Cambodia, I met this guy named Tyler, and it was very brief but explosive encounter, and you know, and I've been reaching out to him. No response ever told she, yeah, but I guess he's busy or something. But I was wondering, what do you see around me and him for the future? I guess it's like more communication and his feeling.
He's got a stomach bug right now. Like we have a flu. I'm feeling he's got a stomach bug. He's all over the place. Is he traveling? Is he doing UN work or something?
He's stationed in Cambodia for the U.S. military. I think he told me communications
okay.
or outreach.
Okay, that explains it then.
I don't think he's living all around the world.
Okay. I don't feel him thinking about you right now at the moment, but maybe in a couple of months down the road you might hear from him. Nina, what are you picking up on him?
He's very, very busy right now, which is why you haven't heard from him. He cannot communicate with you right now. That's the problem. He's on some kind of a mission is what I'm picking.
So
okay.
He can't have communication with the outside world. Well, you know what? You probably may hear from him by April, I would say.
What?
So, yeah, I think by April you would hear from him. Because he's not upset or anything with you. Like Nina said, he's very, very busy. But I think by April things will settle down a little bit, or where he'll have his downtime that he'll be able to call and talk to you.
Whatever.
Whatever
is going on with him, it was unexpected. So it was a last-minute sort of, and that's why he isn't able to communicate with you right now.
Okay. Yes, I am, because I'm trying to keep myself not distracted, because I'm working on a vegan restaurant that I want to open this year. and stuff. Oh, yeah. And if we do work out, like, he's in Cambodia, so I was like, your relationship, do you guys see him coming back here?
Eventually. They always come home eventually.
I don't.
Okay. You don't?
Mm-mm.
I don't see him coming back permanently, but I do see him coming back.
Oh. Okay. I don't really want to do a long distance thing.
Well, I don't know. I'm picking up he's pretty committed to his career. Are you, Lennox?
Yeah, I don't really see a woman in his life, to be honest with you. He's like, you know, strong military, 4-star type of guy. Like, he's in there for the endurance, for the long haul. So I've not seen family or a woman around him. But it could be, too. He's out
like
on
a friendship.
He's out on duty right now. So that, too. I mean, you can't have female around you while you're at work. That's what I'm picking up. You may hear from him in April, but I don't see him coming back. But that's me. That's what I'm picking up. And Ian says that he will. So
yeah, but it's not,
you know,
Lana, just to come back for a visit. It's not permanently coming back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you guys want to see a relationship between us?
I'm sorry.
So listen, you guys want to see a relationship between us?
No, I don't.
Unless you want a long distance one, no.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Huh.
If I were you, Gabby, I'd go for someone that's in the here and now than a long distance. And I mean, that's really,
yeah,
long
really
distance. It's not even somebody within the United States. So, but relationship-wise, no, I'm being honest. I don't see it. So I'd go for the here and now, whatever that's around you responding or you're observing.
Okay. I don't want to, like, be with someone who's, like, so far away. I don't think it's, like,
yeah,
sure to me to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go, young lady. Be that queen.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Thanks for calling,
so
Gabby.
Much.
Have a wonderful week. All right. Next call, area code 708. You're on the line with Lena Femina. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Linda.
Hello,
hello. Linda?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good, 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 good.
I had a question. It's a legal one. My husband has a lawsuit going on, and it's to do with, you know, when he was ill and he was put on short term, and, you know, he was supposed to transition to long term, and they did not do that. They kind of like technically fired him and did not transition him. So we went through a year of EEOC, which they didn't really do anything. So we had to hire a lawyer. And, you know, I just wanted to see if you picked up on anything with the lawyer.
Okay, what they're telling me, and I'm telling you straight up, the angel said $100,000, 3 to 5 years. Now, you know this can change because you're going through a process right now. But the first thing they said, $100,000, 3 to 5 years. Now, $100,000 is nothing if your husband, you know, has been going through this for quite a few years. Maybe they just showed this number as a beginning that you can start, you know, negotiating on. But that's what they said, $100,000, 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
That's what I picked up. Nina?
All I picked up on the lawyer was that he was a good one.
He is?
We'll come out
okay.
with some, but it's going to take a while.
Okay. Because it's been a few years already, so.
Yeah. Well, your husband is going to get money. He is going to get money. That's why I'm saying $100,000 isn't anything. Maybe that's just a beginning bidding process, but I'm sure he could get a lot more. He can
okay.
get way more than that, you know?
Yeah,
the number they're showing me now is $1.2 million. So there you go. I'm seeing $1.2 million.
Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah,
no,
I was just wondering
because, you know, they don't always have a good bedside manner and they don't always keep you in the loop and, you know, it gets frustrating.
In dealing with lawyers, if you want to be kept in the loop, bug them. You're paying his wages, bug him. He works for you.
Okay. I will do that.
When I had a personal lawsuit because of personal injury, but I learned that because the lawyer happened to be a guy that I went to high school with, and he was the one that told me, you want to find out anything, bug, even if it's just his assistant. He said, you got to bug us because we get going in 50 directions at once, so basically they're ADD, right? So
right,
if you want information, bug them.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I really appreciate you taking my call, and thank you very much.
You're
welcome, and have a wonderful week, Linda.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You're listening to Wednesday Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Miss Nina's there.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm sorry. You want me to open the chat room?
I'm trying. It just keeps going connecting. The little dots keep going across, but I can't get in. So I don't know if it's Blog Talk or it's my computer, but, yeah, I can't get into the chat room yet.
Oh, okay. If I set it up, then you can't get in. All right, well, let's take this call and we'll figure it out. Area code 623, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, this is Maria. And I'm calling from the area of Phoenix, Arizona. And
okay.
How are you?
Finding you,
okay.
Maria.
I have a question. I have a competition coming this weekend, Saturday. Do you see me winning anything?
Is it a dance competition?
No.
Okay, then tell me, because I see a cultural thing. What type of competition is it?
It's the area of bodybuilding.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Bodybuilding?
Oh, bodybuilding. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. You come in second place. You're in the middleweight or lightweight? What division are you in? Lightweight?
Pretty lightweight. I would say, 5'3". Very lightweight, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I saw medium, and then I saw you getting smaller. I see you
that's
coming in second
true.
Place.
Actually, that is true, and I'm confirming that, because with the diet, oh, my God. I'm following a diet, and for the competition, we have to follow even another diet. So I am getting small, and that's probably what you are seeing.
Oh, okay. Well, Samadia, I see you coming in second place, winning a trophy. I don't know. Let me ask Nina what she sees. Nina?
I see her kicking butt.
All right.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You'll do well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, congratulations. We already know you're going to win, so we'll just tell you, congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 727, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hey. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific.
Okay, so I was calling because I'm renting a property, and I'm meeting with someone on Saturday, and I wanted to know what you feel about this renter.
You're renting out a property, is that right?
Yeah.
First thing that came popped in was shady.
Okay.
Lennis?
I need a first name. I tried to put it
my
out
name?
There open to the universe. No, no, no. The first name of the guy that wants to rent it. Just the first
his
name.
His name's Ryan.
Okay, stop right there. No, Ryan does not have his S together, literally.
Okay.
Okay. When I say he doesn't have his stuff together, he may move in and pay you now, but I don't know about the next 2 months if you're going to get your rent on time or even if you're going to get it. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picking up the same
I wouldn't take
here.
A chance on him renting it, okay? That is my opinion. I'm
mine
not speaking
too.
For Nina, just me. I'm just saying I wouldn't rent it to him. I don't know. Nina, how do you feel?
I feel the same way because the first thing that came was shady. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't rent to him. That's my opinion of what I'm getting from my angels. So you can take it or leave it. It's up to you, but I'd say no.
Okay, well, is there anything else you guys see?
As far as what?
The rental.
Oh, you'll rent it.
You'll rent it, but it'll be to a lady.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And an older lady.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, probably in another month, maybe the 1st of March. But I see an older woman renting it from you. And it looks like she's pretty stable with a foundation. No kids, just her by herself, an older woman living by herself.
Okay, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Wish you the best. Thanks for calling. Okay, well, the chat room, let me go in here and check. It's up. So is anybody in the chat room? Hello.
Lennis.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Yes.
I was in the chat room and you kicked me out.
Oh, no. Okay, now I got to get out of there. Okay, I'm out. Wait. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm out.
I did tell you I was in.
Oh, you told me you were in there? I didn't thought you got into the chat room.
No,
I did get in.
I did get in, yes.
Oh,
but
I'm
now,
sorry. Okay.
It might take a minute for me to get back in there now.
Well, we've got Sheha in there, so let me bring her up and see if she has any questions. Sheha, you're on the line with Linus. Anybody have any questions in there for us to answer? Hello?
Nothing is being asked. Hi. Nothing is being asked right now, Lynn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Got to double check. Okay. Well, we've got lines open, y'all. If you want to call in to the show, please do. 646-727-2914. All lines are open, so call right in, and you'll be the first one to get help. And the chat room is open if you go in there. I know Sheha's in there, and Miss Nina will be back in there in a second.
Yeah.
Sorry
I'm
about
bastard.
That.
I'm there now.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else. I'm just sitting here thinking. Don't want to do dead air.
Come on, somebody phone in, or we are going to cut the show short again.
Yeah, call in. And don't forget, Nina said the new moon is on Sunday, so don't forget that. Make your intentions known. And say a prayer.
Somebody has a question in the chat room. Please go ahead and ask it. New moon, what should we prepare for? Heather, basically what you need to do is just set up your intentions, what you intend to do in the future, and keep your mind open. The new moon brings a lot of bumps in the road for a lot of people, so just be prepared for that as well. And that's about it. It can be a pretty rough time. I noticed that in the last couple of years, the new moon is probably rougher than a full moon is now. So, yeah, that's about it. All you can do is just pray.
Right. It's the truth. Okay, and don't forget, everybody, Nina is your Reiki master, so if you need healing or help, you know, you can go to her Facebook page, but also when we have the shows on Sundays and Wednesday, if you want prayers or healing, please let us know. We are more than glad to do that, and we do that. For me, I can tell you who your angels are. I can tell you who you were in your past life. Psychometry, I do that where I touch something, but you'd have to be here physically. I'm a visionary. I also do Chinese and Tarot readings. I haven't done them on the air because that's something I do. If me and Nina were doing readings for somebody on the website, and I tape all my sessions for accuracy. But yeah, I do Chinese Gong He Foy readings. I don't know anybody else in the state of Washington that does a Chinese reading but me. But anyway, so there's a little bit about me. And also, don't forget, Nina is a teacher, and she works with children. So, you know, if you guys have questions, don't forget that. And Sheha, who's in the chat room also with Miss Nina, is your intuitive life coach. So all good people. It's all good people here to help. Okay, well, Miss Nina?
Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up. I have Gabriella is in the chat room with us as well tonight, as Heather. And yeah, thank you for joining me in the room tonight. It was very, for the amount of time I was in there, it was really great to see everyone. Make your intentions well.
Hold up. I had to stop the music. We got a caller. Area code 610, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this? 610.
Hello. Yeah, this is Sonia. Hello.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Terrific. So what can we answer for you, young lady?
I had a question about a relationship. I'm currently in a relationship with a female, and we've been together for quite some time, over a year now. And I wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as this relationship.
Okay, and what's your first name, Sonia?
My first name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dina?
Okay, thank you. The relationship can continue as long as there's no jealousy.
Okay.
And no nonsense. Very loving, very compassionate, compatible. Communication is definitely a must between you. Communication to understand one another is a must. relationship can continue. I'm not picking up anything bad. Like I said, other than... Go ahead.
Could be long-term?
Sure. I do. That's what I'm picking up. It could be a long-term relationship. As long as you have communication and understanding and don't let jealousy rear its evil eyes and head. Because there's nothing to be jealous about. Well, what are you picking up, Nina?
Exactly the same thing you are, Dennis, that it is a good relationship. You both are headed for a long-term relationship. But, like Lena said, jealousy, make sure you guys keep no secrets from each other, that you're totally honest and open, because that will end any relationship.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so continue on the vein that you're on, no playing games, just communication and understanding and loving one each other and compassion, right?
Right. Yeah, do you feel that she genuinely cares about me?
Yeah, of course she does. After you know that already?
Okay.
You should know that already.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm putting myself out there. So, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, but you know what? I don't care who we are in life, Sonia. We all want to be loved, and we all have experienced hurt. But through that, we become stronger and have strength and courage. So, you know, we don't know it. It's been good for a year. I mean, continue in that vein. You seem like you're happy, but you're showing, telling me I feel a little doubt in your mind. There's some doubt.
I just want to make sure. Okay.
Well, I said yes, and Nina said yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome.
And enjoy your relationship, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, I guess now we can start the music. Right at the half-hour mark. So as you were saying, Nina, thank you for joining us around the world in the chat room and on the phone, and what else?
And make your intentions known before Sunday. Write them down if you have to, and place them where the full moon can hit them. Remember, those of you that have crystals, the new moon and the full moon will clean those crystals, so get those cleaned as well. Have a great week. We will see you on Sunday, and I'll still be bouncing from the concert.
Right on. I'll find a song and play Sunday for you. Have a wonderful time. Give him my best. Tell him I said, hey.
I get back. I will.
All right. And everybody, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Nina do. And thank you again for joining the show. All right. Good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Miss Lilith. Good night, everyone.
And good night, Sheeha.